This is Dr. Inigo dictating a disability physical for a claimant by the name of Natalia Reyes. Date of birth, July 27, 1958. Case ID number is 6702929. Date of exam, October 3, 2023. Duration of examination, 45 minutes. Medical records available prior to examination. Yes, a Social Security questionnaire dated 6/5/2023. Identifying information. This is a 65-year-old separated female with two children who presented to my office for a disability evaluation to evaluate allegations of hypertension, comma, decreased vision of the right eye, comma, left knee and arm weakness, comma, ganglionic cyst, comma, and left arm pain. The claimant is presently unemployed, and her last employment date was November of 2023, where she was a provider for 18 years. She also cared for her children for 1 year and 2 months. During the time that she worked 5 hours per day, 6 days out of the week, and 4 weeks out of the month. She presently lives in a house with her son and is not receiving disability benefits. Allegations number one, hypertension. Number two, decreased vision of the right eye. Number three, left knee and arm pain with weakness. Number four, ganglionic cyst. History of allegations. Number one, high blood pressure. The claimant states that in 2011, she was having temporal headaches and blurred vision. She denied any chest pain or shortness of breath. She denies also any in-organ damage, such as myocardial infarction, cerebral vascular accident, or nephropathy. She is presently on telmisartan / hydrochlorothiazide, 80 milligrams / 12 milligrams. Her blood pressure at this visit was 172 over 120 mmHg, and the second reading was 195 over 109 mmHg. Her condition does not appear to be stable at this time. Allegation number two, decreased vision of the right eye. The claimant states that in 2022, she was having problems with her vision. She denies having, being nearsighted, comma, glaucoma, comma, having diabetes, comma, or any trauma to her eyes. She does suffer from hypertension. She states she has more problems with her right eye. And she does have reading glasses at this time. She states her night vision as well as her peripheral vision are poor. Snellen vision, OD uncorrected is 20/40, pinhole is 20/40, OS uncorrected is 20/40, pinhole is 20/40, binocular uncorrected is 20/40. She did not present with any glasses for seeing far away. Allegation number three, left knee and arm weakness. The claimant states that in 2021, she was diagnosed with left arm weakness and left knee pain. She states it was secondary to working as a provider, and that she strained much her muscles in her left arm as well as in her left knee. No x-rays were performed. She denies any fractures, surgeries, or injections given for her condition. Her symptoms include swelling, comma, warmth, comma, pain and stiffness, comma, increased pain with cold, damp weather, and pain that she usually feels in the morning. Her limitations include being able to walk one block, comma, stand for 10 minutes, comma, climb 3 steps, comma, and bend over to pick up clothes. She's unable to squat. The claimant is right-handed dominant and is able to write, comma, use a coffee cup, comma, Use a skillet, comma, sweep a room, comma, button her clothes and lift approximately 10 pounds above her head. She is unable to open up a jar top. She has no assistive devices, and she is presently taking Tylenol 500 milligrams, 2 tablets, QD, which does give her some relief. She says she does very little physical activity. Her daily activities include watching TV, comma, doing light housework, comma, going to the grocery store, comma, cooking, comma, doing the laundry, comma, sweeping and mopping, comma, ironing and watering the plants. Her physician is Dr. Leal. Allegation number 4, ganglionic cyst. The claimant states that since 2022, she has had bumps and small cyst on the left palmar area of her hand. She appears to have tendonitis secondary to chronic use. She states that she has cramps and pains in her left hand secondary to using her hands a lot. She has had no injections or surgeries for her condition, and she appears to have synovitis of her left hand at this time. Family history: her father died of a myocardial infarction at the age of 62. Her mother died of complications from hypertension and diabetes mellitus at the age of 71. Medications: telmisartan / hydrochlorothiazide, 80 milligrams / 12.5 milligrams QD. Medical problems: hypertension, comma, ganglionic cyst, comma, decreased vision, comma, obesity, comma, left knee and arm weakness, major surgeries, umbilical hernia repair in 2009, social history: the claimant has a history of smoking 5 cigarettes per day for 2 to 3 years. Alcohol: the claimant denies any history of alcohol abuse. The claimant denies any delirium tremors or seizure disorder. Substance abuse: the claimant denies any use of marijuana, comma, cocaine, comma, crack, comma, heroin, comma, or any IV drug abuse. Communicable diseases: the claimant denies any history of hepatitis, comma, HIV, comma, or any sexually transmitted diseases. Physical examination: temperature is 97.8 Fahrenheit, weight 245 pounds, height 5 feet 1/4 inch tall, BP 172 over 120 mmHg, second reading 195 over 109 mmHg, heart rate 76 beats per minute, second reading 86 beats per minute, respiration 18 respirations per minute, BMI 48. General: this is a 65-year-old female who appears to be older than her stated age, but in no acute distress. She also appears to be a reliable historian who presented to my office for a disability examination with her son, H-E-E-N-T. Could you drop down to the... after the third sentence, no oral pharyngeal erythema, exudate, or other lesions were noted. The claimant does have poor dentition. Pupils were equally round and reactive to light, and extraocular movements were intact. Visual acuity was mildly abnormal. Confrontational visual fields were grossly normal. Smell and vision: OD uncorrected is 20/40, pinhole is 20/40, OS uncorrected is 20/40, pinhole is 20/40, binocular uncorrected is 20/40. The claimant did not bring any glasses that she's using at this time. Could you drop down to cardiovascular? The jugular venous pulsations are less than 7 centimeters. There was a regular heart rate, and the claimant appears to have some kind of AV block, and the rhythm was abnormal. No murmurs, rubs, or gallops were heard with auscultation. Carotid pulses were 3+ on the left side and 3+ on the right side. Dorsalis pius pulses were 2+ on the left side and 2+ on the right side. Radial pulses were 3+ on the left side and 3+ on the right side. Posterior tibialis pulses were also 2+ on the left side and 2+ on the right side. Could you drop down to abdomen? After the last sentence, the claimant was morbidly obese. Could you drop down to extremities after the last sentence? The claimant does have hammer toes on both feet and states that it does give her pain when she walks. Could you please drop down to cerebellar function? The claimant's gait was slow and unsteady. The claimant did not come with an assistive device. Her hand-eye coordination was good and finger-to-nose was normal. Heel-to-shin exam was abnormal and the Romber sign was negative. Could you please drop down to musculoskeletal? The claimant had no palpable muscle spasms or tenderness. She did have some joint swelling, but no erythema, effusion, or other deformity was noted. There is normal range of motion of the cervical thoracic spine and the lumbar spine. However, the claimant was unable to forward flex within 3 inches of the floor. There is normal range of motion, motor, and sensory findings in the upper and lower extremities. Straight leg raise exam in the sitting position was 90 degrees bilaterally, and in the supine position was 30 degrees bilaterally. Sensory examination was normal to light touch throughout the body. There is decreased range of motion and strength of both knees, secondary to morbid obesity. The claimant was unable to squat and get up on her own. Difficulty was noted upon the claimant's ability to rise from a sitting position, and the claimant was unable to get up and down from the exam table without assistance. The claimant is unable to walk on her heels and toes, secondary to morbid obesity, but is able to walk at a fairly normal tandem rate. She could not stand on one foot bilaterally and was unable to hop on each foot bilaterally. Assistive devices. She required no assistive device, but more likely than not will need one in the future. Neurological exam. Could you please drop down to after neurological exam? X-rays of the left knee, no acute findings. Functional capacity based on the current examination. The claimant's ability to sit, stand, and move about is mild to moderately restricted, secondary to osteoarthritis and morbid obesity. She is able to lift, carry, and handle small to medium-sized objects. She hears and speaks well. There is evidence of joint deformity, bone and tissue destruction of both knees. The claimant is unable to heel toe, but can walk at a normal tandem rate, secondary to morbid obesity. There is normal grip strength bilaterally at +5/5. Her ability to reach, handle, finger, and feel is mildly restricted, secondary to left hand tendonitis. On examination, the claimant shows no evidence of muscle wasting, but does show some fatigue. The claimant has no limitations in her visual fields and minor limitations in her visual acuity. She is able to communicate very well without limitations, but does have some restricted limitations in her workplace and environment. Secondary to morbid obesity and malignant hypertension. Probable diagnoses, number one, hypertension, dash, confirmed with physical examination. The claimant appears to have some kind of malignant hypertension. She's been told to follow up with her physician for a reevaluation of her medications. Number two, decreased vision of the right eye. The claimant does appear to have a mild decreased vision, but her Snellen vision is close to normal with binocular uncorrected being 20 over 40. Number three, left knee and arm weakness, secondary to overuse syndrome of her muscles. The claimant has a normal physical exam. Number four, ganglionic cyst, which appears more to be a tendonitis of the left hand. The claimant does have some mild atrophy noted, but has full function of her left hand and has a grip of plus 5 over 5. This is the end of the dictation for a claimant by the name of Natalia Reyes.